shlishi. And the pasuk continues, ve'asisa menorah zohav tar. And you shall make a menorah, a candelabra of pure gold, miksha, chiseled out of one piece. Teyose ha-menorah, the menorah shall be made. Do not make the menorah out of many pieces that were glued and melted together, but rather out of one piece of gold chiseled out, all the parts of the menorah shall be made. Just like we said concerning the kaparis and the kruvim, that it should be made out of one piece, the menorah should also be made out of one piece. Why does it say a lotion of teyose ha-menorah and not ta'aseh, you should make the menorah? Because Moshe had difficulty to understand how to make the menorah. So at first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a menorah shel esh, a fiery menorah, to show him how to make it. But when he still did not understand how to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to throw the piece of gold into the fire, and the menorah will be made by itself. Te'oseh ha-menorah, the menorah will be made by itself at the end. Yerecha, the base of the menorah, v'kono, and the middle branch, should all be made out of one piece. Do not make the middle branch and the base out of two separate pieces, but rather chisel it out all from one piece. Givyeha, her cups, kaftareha, her buttons, ufracheha, and her flowers, mimena yu. They should also be made out of one piece and not added on. What were these, givyim, kaftarim, and prochim? They were just ornaments on the menorah for beauty, and some were shaped like cups, and some were like buttons, and some had the pictures of flowers on it, as we will explain further on in the Pesukim. V'shisha konim yoytze mitzidehu. There will be three branches coming out of the middle branch. Shloisha knei menorah mitzidehu ha'echot. Three branches of the menorah coming from one side going to the right. U'shloisha knei menorah mitzidehu ha'sheni. And another three going to the other way to the left. Shloisha gevim mishukadim. Each branch of the six branches will have three decorated cups on each branch, kaftar v'ferach, with a button and a flower on top of it. Ushloisha gevim mishukadim ba'kono ha'echod, and three decorated cups on one kono with a kaftar, a button on top of it, and a perach and a flower on top of that. Kein l'sheish zakonim hayoytze min ha'menorah. All six branches of the menorah should have three decorated cups with a kaftar, a button, and a flower. Rashi explains that the three cups and the kaftar and the ferach all were situated within three tefachim in the height of the menorah. They all fit into three tefachim. And there are three shitas how to get these three cups and the kaftar and the ferach into three tefachim. If you look at the Rashi art scroll on page 337, he has over there three pictures to describe the three shitas. And if you look at the first picture, picture number A, over there you see that the three cups were one inside the other, and then came a button and then a flower. This shita tells that the first three cups, one inside the other, took up one tefach. The kaftar, the button, took up the second tefach, and the flower on top was the third tefach. And this was possible because the three cups were one inside the other. The second picture, B, shows a different way. Each cup was a tefach. The bottom one was one tefach. It was not inside the other one, and the second one was a second tefach. And the third tefach was the cup, the button, and the flower, each protruding in a different direction to make up the third tefach. That's why they were all able to fit into one tefach. A third pshat, which in the art scroll is picture number C, was that the three cups on bottom were all around in different directions in the first tefach, and then came the button, which was one tefach, and the perach, the flower, which was the third tefach. That is the way you can learn three different ways how to understand how the three cups and the kaftar and the ferach fit into three tefachim. And now the pasuk continues about the middle of the menorah. Uva menorah arbo gevim. On the middle branch of the menorah, there were four gevim. Mishukadim, that were decorated, kaftareho, with two buttons, ufracheho, and two flowers. Rashi says that this pasuk is one of the psukim that it is hard to determine what it means. The pasuk says mishukadim. We don't know if the word mishukadim, decorated, is going to the beginning of the pasuk, saying that the four gevim were mishukadim, or it is going toward the end of the pasuk, saying that the kaftareh ufracheh were mishukadim, were decorated. The kaftar tachashneh hakonim mimeno. And there was a button, which out of this button, on the middle branch of the menorah, protruded two kanim. And another button which underneath it protruded two branches. And the third button, which underneath it protruded another two branches. Because if you look at the picture, art scroll, page 339, you see that on the middle of the menorah, there are three buttons in which, out of each one of those three, protruded two branches of the menorah. The buttons and these branches that protruded from the buttons were not attached later, but rather were made all of the original piece of gold. It was all made out of one piece of gold, pure gold. The asisa es neroseho shiva, and you should make her lamps seven. Make seven lamps that will hold the oil. The helo es neroseho, and you should bring up her light. The heir al ever paneho, in order that it should light toward the middle of the menorah. Rashi explains that each ner, each one of these cups that held the oil, had a little bit of an indentation, a lip, that went towards the middle kana, the middle branch of the menorah. This way, you can pull the wick into that indentation, that when you light the menorah, it will all be facing toward the kana hamsoi, the middle branch of the menorah. A picture of this can be seen in the Sefer Tavnis HaMishkan BeKelov, on page 38. Toward the bottom, you can see how a little indentation is made in the ner to pull the light and pull the wick towards the edge in order to face the kona ha'emsoi. Umalkocheho, and her tweezers. They were tweezers made of gold that were used to move around the wicks. Umachteseho, and her shovels that were used to take out the ashes. Zahav tar were also made of pure gold. Kikar zahav tar yasa oisa. Out of a kikar of pure gold, you shall make her, the menorah. Eis kol kol ha-kelim ha-ela. Together with all the kelim. The menorah and all the kelim were made out of one kikar of gold. A kikar is equal to 3,000 shekel. And that was the amount of gold used in making the menorah and all the kelim. Re'e va'ase, and see and do, b'sav nisa, in their form, asher ata mora behar, which you are now being shown in the mountain. This is referring to that Moshe had a problem understanding the way the menorah was made, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a menorah shel esh. And that's what the pasuk is saying, do it according to the way you're being shown. But after he still didn't understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to throw it in the fire, and it was made by itself. Although in this pasuk it seems to be mashma that only the menorah was what Hashem showed Moshe, since Moshe with Niskashe in the Maris HaMenorah, Hashem showed him a menorah shel esh, but not anything concerning the other kelim. But in the pasuk earlier, in Perik Chafei pasuk Tes, it says Kechol Asher Ani Mara Oischa Eistavnis HaMishkon VeEistavnis Kol Kelim, which is mashma that Hashem showed him everything, not only the menorah but even the Mishkan and all its kelim. Some learn that the menorah was showed in more detail since Moshe was Neskashe b'maisa ha-menorah, as opposed to the other kelim, which he did not show as much in detail. Maral learns that he showed all the kelim equally, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe a picture of the menorah in order that all the kelim should be equal. That schlepped along that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all the kelim to Moshe. And in actuality, the pasuk in pasuk Tes is really the way it was. He showed him kol tavnis hamishkan, and the tavnis kol kelim, everything was shown. But the makar and the reason why it all started was because of the menorah. Now let us go back on the Rashi's concerning the menorah. Pasuk lamed aleph, miksha teoseh hamenorah. The menorah should be made chiseled out. You shall not make it out of pieces. Do not make the branches and the lamps evarim evarim out of pieces. And afterwards you will attach them. Kiderach hatzarfim, like the work of metal workers, shekarin shulderitz. Elokula bo michaticha achas. It all comes from one piece of gold. Umakish bekornis, and he hits it with a chisel. Vechoitech beklei umnis, and he cuts away with different tools. Umafrid hakonim eilech veelech, and he brings out and separates the branches in each direction. Miksha targumay negid. Targum says negid. Loshen hamshacha, which means to pull out. Shemamshich es hoyevorim mino eshes. He pulls out the limbs of the menorah, the pieces and parts of the menorah from the piece of gold. Lekan ulekan, to each direction. Ba'koshas ha'kornis, through the chiseling of the cornice. Uloshen miksha, makas cornice. Miksha means hitting with a chisel. Batis balaz. K'moy dolo do nakshin. One to the other, they hit each other. It is interesting that Rashi repeats it over here again, what miksha means, after he already stated this in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud Ches, concerning the kruvim on top of the kaparis. And also, Rashi over there does not quote Targum, and Rashi over here first mentions Targum that says a loshin negid. Teyosa ha-menorah, the menorah shall be made. Me'elecho, it was made by itself. That's why it says teyosa and not tase. Because Moshe could not figure out how to make it, even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a menorah shel esh. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hashlech es hakikar la'or, throw the piece of gold into the fire, v'hinasis me'elecho, and it will be made by itself. L'kach lo nichtav tase, that's why it does not say tase, rather teyosa. Yerecha, what was the base? Hua regel shamatim. It was the bottom leg, ha'osukim in teva, that was made like a box. It was a base. U'shloisha haraglayim yotzin heimena ulamato. And the three legs came from it and downward. It was a base with three legs on bottom. The kana is referring to the kana ha'emsoi. The middle branch and the base were all made of one piece. It was the kana ha'emsoi shalo ha'oile be'emsa hayerach, that goes in the middle of the base. Zokov klape malo, going upward. But all of Ner HaMsoi, on this middle branch, was the Ner HaMsoi, the middle lamp. Also, Kmin Bozoch, made like a cup, Lotzuk HaShemen Lotoichoi, to pour oil inside the cup, the Loses HaPsila, and to place the wicks in them. There were three types of designs made on the menorah. Kvieho, Kaftareo, Ufrachel. Zotrashi Kvieho. Hein Kmin Koises, they are like cups, Shaoisim Mizchuchais, that were made from glass, Aruchim Uksara, that were tall and narrow. Bekurin lohem madrinas. The elu asuin mizav. These were not made of glass, rather they were made of gold. Uboiltin v'yoytzin mikol kon v'konim. And they stuck out. They were not flat. They stuck out from every branch. Kaminyan shenosam b'makosim. According to the number that the pasuk will say further. V'lohoyu ba elolinoi. The only reason for these cups were for beauty. It was not to hold anything. Usually a cup holds something. These cups were made lanoi for beauty. Kafta reho. Kmin tapuchim agulim. They look like round apples. Saviv, around the menorah. Bolten svivas hakona hamsoi. Sticking out around the kono hamsoi, the middle kono. Kederach sha'oisin lemenorah shelofnei asar. Like the way that it was made by menorahs before noblemen. Mekorin lahem pimlash. In French, it's called Pimlash. Uminyan shalem kosu b'parsha, and the number of kaftarim are said and mentioned in the parsha. Kama kaftarim bolten mimenu. How many kaftarim stuck out of the menorah? The kama cholak sheben kaftar lekaftar. And how much space there was between each kaftar? That was not in the pasuk. That Rashi will explain further on. So really, Rashi is dividing it. The pasuk tells us how many kaftarim there are, and I will tell you further on how much space there was between each kaftar. Uprachecha, and flowers, tziyurin, pictures, asuyin ba kimin prachim, that were made similar to flowers. 2 points are interesting in these Rashis concerning Gevieho, Kaftareho, Uprachecha. First of all, concerning Gevieho and Kaftareho, Rashi uses a lashon of boiltin. By Gevieho it says boiltin v'yoytzin, and by Kaftareho it says uboiltin svivos hakono hamsoi, that which means they stuck out. As opposed to Procheho, for some reason Rashi does not say Boiltin. Also, it is interesting to note that by Gevieho, he stresses that they were Boilet Mikol Kona V'Kona, that they were on every branch. But concerning Kaftareho, for some reason he talks about the Kona Emsoi, only the middle branch, even though there were Kaftarim on all the branches. There were just more Kaftarim on the middle branch. So Rashi Mimena Yiu, Hakol Miksha, all these things, Gevieho, Kaftareho, Frachel, were all made out of one piece, chiseled out. Yoytze mitechatichas ha'eshes, pulled out from a piece of gold. V'lo yasim levadam v'yadbikem. One should not make them separately and attach them on later. And there were three branches, yoytze mitzideho, coming out of the sides of the middle branch. Lekan ulekan ba'alachsoin. Going in each direction on a slant. Nimshochen va'oilin ad k'neged goyver shel menorah. Going up till the height of the menorah, shukona ha'emsoi, which is the middle branch. V'yoytze mitech kona ha'emsoi, zeh l'mala mizeh. And they came out of the middle branch, one above the other. Hatachten aruch, the bottom one had to be the longest, because it was starting from lower down and reaching the same height of the middle branch. V'shel mala kotzer menu, and the one above it was a little bit shorter. Ba'elyon katzer emenu, and the top one was even shorter. Since all their heights were equal to the middle kanev, which from it all six kanim came out. So if you have a middle branch, and out of this middle branch six kanim came out one above the other, the inner one was the smallest one because it did not have to go so far in order to reach the same height as the lower ones. Concerning these kanim, these branches that came out of the menorah, we find different pictures how they were made. Some have them as like U's. Each one of the branches was like a semicircle coming up until the height of the Kanam Sai. Others have it looking like V's on an angle. Some want to learn that that's the Pshat in Rashi that says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Be'alachsoin, it came on a slant, which would be mashma that it wasn't curved, but rather on an angle like a V. Zogt Rashi Mishu Kodim, Kitarguma Mitsuyorim, like Targum says, it was decorated, Hayu. Kiderach Sha'oisin L'Klei Chesem Uzov, just like today we do in silver and gold vessels, shekurin niyaler, we decorate in the silver and gold. So too, these cups were decorated. Ushlosha gviim boiltim mikol kona v'kona. Three cups were sticking out from each kona. Kaftor v'ferach, a kaftor v'ferach, hoya l'chol kona v'kona. Each one of them had three gviim and a kaftor v'ferach. I'm not really clear what Rashi is coming to say here. Rashi seems to tell me in the Ramaskal Shloshe Gviim that it was mikol kana v'kana. And in Kafta v'Ferach it says again, hoy l'chol kana v'kana. But why is Rashi telling me that each one of the kanim had three gviim, a kafta and a perach, if the Pasuk says clearly at the end of the Pasuk, Lamed Gimel, kein l'sheishis ha-kanim ha-yoytzim in ha-menorah, that all six branches had three gviim, kafta v'Ferach. So what exactly is Rashi coming to add to the Pasuk? And Rashi continues, uva menorah arbo gviim. And the menorah had four cups. Begufa shel menorah hayu arba gviim. In the actual guf of the menorah, the kana amsoi, there were four cups. Echad boilet bo lamata min hakanim. One was below the kanim, below all the branches. The hagimel, and three lamalo, above min yisias hakanim, above where the branches came out. Hayoyitza misidea, that came out of the side of the Kana Amsoi. So basically, if you look at the picture on page 339 in the Art Scroll Rashi, you can see the place where the branches come out of the middle branch, and above where the branches come out, you see three cups. And also, if you look below where the branches come out, you also see a cup, a button, and a flower. And that was the fourth of the four cups mentioned here concerning the Kana Amsoi, the middle branch. This is one of the five psukim that we cannot determine exactly what is meant in the pasuk. Ein yodua, it is not known. Im gevim mishukadim, if the pasuk means to say that the cups were decorated, and the pasuk would then be going mishukadim, going back earlier in the pasuk on the gevim. Oy mishukadim kaftareh ufrachel. Or is the word mishukadim going on the end of the pasuk and saying that the kaftareh, the buttons and the flowers were decorated? The kaftar tachash ne'akonim. Mitoich ha-kaftar hayu ha-konim nimshochin min shnei tzideho eilech ve'eilech. From the button, the two branches would come out heading in two opposite directions from underneath this kaftar. Kach shoninu b'melech ha-mishkon. This is the way we learnt in the Brisa of Melech HaMishkan. And Rashi will explain now exactly the height of the menorah, the 18 tefachim, how exactly it is broken down. And there is also a nice picture on 339 in the Art Scroll Rashi. And if you follow along, you can see everything over there. Gavoy shel menorah, yudches tefachim. The total height of the menorah was 18 tefachim. Haraglayim v'haperach gimel tefachim. If you look at the bottom, from the bottom leg until the flower was three tefachim. Hu ha-perach ha-oma b'yerach. This perach is not mentioned in the pasuk here, but it is mentioned in Parshas Ba'alei Yischa that it was near the base. Shenema ad yurecha ad pircha. Until the base, until the flower. So we learn from there, from that pasuk, that there was a flower near the base, and we are saying now that from the floor until the top of this flower was three tefachim. Hu tefachayim chalak. And then two tefachim were empty. So now we're up to five tefachim. V'tefach shaboy gevia, and then there was a tefach that had gevia, a cup, me'a arba gevim, from the four cups on the middle branch, the kaftar v'ferach, and one kaftar, one button, uperach, and one flower, mishnei kaftar, from the two buttons, ushnei prochim, and the two flowers, ha'amurim b'minara atzma, that are mentioned concerning the middle branch. Shenema, like the pasuk says, mishukadim kaftareh v'racheha. The pasuk says that there were two kaftarim and two flowers on the middle branch. Lamadnu shohaya b'kona, we learned that on the middle branch, shnei kaftarim ushnei prochim, two buttons and two flowers. Levad, besides minagimel kaftarim, from the three buttons, shakonim nimshachim mitaychon, that the branches are coming out of them. Shenema v'kaftar tacha shnei akonim, that there was a button which two branches came out from that. So basically Rashi is saying that in the fifth tefach, there was a cup, a button, and a flower, all fit into one tefach. And this cup was one of the four cups of the middle branch, and the button and the flower were one of the two buttons and the two flowers that are mentioned concerning the middle branch. Utfachayim cholok. And then the tefach kaftar, and then there was a tefach of a kaftar, a button, ushnei kanim yoyz mimenu, with two kanim coming out of this kaftar, elach ve'elach on each side, nimshachim ve'oilim k'neged goyve shel menorah, going upward toward the height of the menorah. Then it was tefach cholok. Between this button and the next button, there was a tefach of space, utefach kaftar, and the tefach of a kaftar, ushnei karm yotzim menu, with two branches coming out of the kaftar. Betefach cholok, and then again, a tefach of space, utefach kaftar, ushnei karm yotzim menu, and again, a tefach of a kaftar with two karm coming out of it, nimshachin ve'oilin k'neged gavi shel menorah, going upward toward the height of the menorah. So that was the end of the three buttons. Utfachayim cholok. Then we have two tfachim of empty space. Nishtayru sham gimel tfachim. Now we are left with three tfachim shebahen three gimel gviim. That in these three tfachim we have to fit in three cups, the kaftar v'ferach and a kaftar v'ferach. As we explained earlier, how in three tfachim we were able to fit three cups and a kaftar v'ferach, and we had three shitas to explain it. So Rashi in a nutshell is saying how we get up to 18 tefachim on the menorah. Up to the bottom perach would be 3 tefachim, and then there was 2 tefachim of space, which equals 5. 1 tefach, which had a cup, a kaftar, and a perach, which was the 6th tefach. Another 2 tefachim of chalak of space, which equaled the 8th. 1 tefach of a kaftar, which was number 9. And then a tefach space, which was 10. A kaftar, which is 11, and then a space of a tefach, which was 12. Then a kaftar again, which was number 13. 2 tefachim of space, which brought you up to 15, which leaves us with 3 tefachim left, in which the 3 cups and a kaftar b'farach were all placed in the top 3 tefachim. It is interesting that in the menorah, the neiros are not considered part of the 18 tefachim, which to me only makes sense according to one shita. There is a machloikis in Menachos if the neiros, if the lamps were part of the miksha, were the neiros made out of one piece with the rest of the menorah, or there are shitas that hold that it was not, it was added on later on and it was detachable. If you learn that it was detachable, then I understand why it shouldn't be included in the 18th tefachim. But if it was part of the one piece miksha, why should the 18th tefachim end at the neiros and not be included in the height of the menorah? Let the menorah be 19 tefachim and include the neiros in the height of the menorah. I don't understand what the pshat is according to that shita. Now Rashi continues to explain the number of gevi'im, kaftarim, and prochim. Nimtzu, it comes out, gevi'im chaf beis, there were 22 cups, yud ches l'shisha kanim, there were 18 for the 6 branches, gimel l'chol echad ve'echad, there were 3 cups on every one of the 6 branches. As we see, if you look at the picture on page 339 in the Art Scroll Rashi, each branch of the 6 branches had 3 cups. So, 3 times 6 is 18. Ve'arba begufa shel menorah. And there were 4 cups in the actual middle branch of the menorah. Harichaf beis, that equals 22. 18 plus 4. The achar also kaftarim, and there were 11 buttons, vav b'sheish zakonim, 6, one on each of the 6 branches, v'gimel v'guva shel menorah, and another 3 on the middle branch of the menorah, shakonim yoytzim mehem, where the branches protruded from that kaftar. Ubeis oid nemru b'menorah, and another two were stated by the middle branch. Shenemar mishukadim kaftareo. It says mishukadim kaftareo. Kaftareo is plural buttons. Umiyat kaftarim shnayim, and the minimum amount of plural buttons are two. Ha'echad lamato. One was below etzel hayorech, near the base. Va'echad begimel tefachim halayonim, and another one was in the top three tefachim im gimel hagviim, together with the three cups. If you look at the picture on page 339 in the Art School Rashi, you can see all 11. There was one on every one of the six branches, and then on the middle branch, we had three where the branches are protruding from the middle branch, and then one below those three, together with one gevia and one perach, and then one above, together with the three geviim, kafta vaferach. Betisha prachim, and there were a total of nine flowers, hayu. Hayulah. Vav l'sheish zakonim. Six for each one of the six branches. Shenem abakone echot kafsa v'ferach. Each branch had one button and one flower. The gimel l'minora. And there were another three on the actual middle branch. Shenema. Mishukadim kaftareho ufracheho. And just like we said earlier, kaftareho is a minimum of two buttons. Pracheho is also a minimum of two flowers. Umiyat prachim shnayim. The minimum amount of plural flowers are two. And the extra one, number nine, was stated in Parshas Baloischa, Adyurecha at Pircha, that there was a flower near the base. So again, if you look at the menorah on page 339, you see that on every one of the six branches there was a flower, when it, together with the three cups and the button. And on the middle kana of the menorah, there were another three, because there was one above where the branches came out, together with the three cups. There were three cups, a button, and a flower. And also below where the branches came out, there was one cup, a button, and a flower. So there were, that's another one. And that is what the pasuk is referring to when it says pracheha, plural. And one is mentioned in Parshas Baloischa all the way on the bottom by the base, totaling six on the side branches and another three on the middle, for a total of nine. So there were 22 cups, there were 11 buttons, and there were nine flowers. And Rashi ends off, V'in tedaktik b'mishnah zu, if you are medaktik in this mishnah, haksuva lamala, which we mentioned above, timsoim kiminyonam ishish al-makaymai, you will find that everything makes sense and everything is in its place. And you shall make seven neiros, kimin bazichim, like cups, shenois nimbeseichon hashemin v'apsilois, that you shall place inside of them the oil and the wicks, v'heir el eva panel, and these neiros, the six, should light toward the middle one. Asay pi sheshes haneiros. Make the lip of the six lamps, sheberoshi akonim, on top of the six branches, hayoitze misidel, that come out of the middle branch, misubim klape yamsoi. Let them tilt toward the middle one. Kedei sheyu haneiros, in order that the lights, kishetadlikem, when you light them, meirim el eber panel, should light toward the middle one. Moisev oirom el tzad pnei hakonam soy. Their light should be tilted toward the middle lamp. Shehu guf ha-menorah, which is the guf, the middle part of the menorah. Make a little indentation in the neiros of the six in order that they should all face the middle lamp by pulling the wick into that lip, that it should be tilted toward the middle neir. Umal kocheho, and her tweezers, heim hatzvasayim, these are tweezers, ha'asuyin likach behem ha'psila mitech ha'shemen, that are used to move around the wick in the oil, liyashvon, to set them up ulemoshchon, and to pull them, b'fi ha'neirois, toward the edge of the lamps. V'alshem sheloichim behem, since they are something that pull and take, kuyim melkochayim, they are called malkochayim, which means lashon of lekach, to take. V'tzivyoso shetargum ukulis, lashon tzvas. And Tzivya saw that Uncle says is a lashon of tzvas, like a tweezer, to laish balaz. Umachte seho, and her shovels, heim kimin bazichon ktanim, like small spoons, shechoytim behenes ha'efer, that they shovel the ashes, shebener, of the lamps, baboiker, baboiker, every morning. Kishu meitiv saneirois, when they clean the lamps, me'efer ha'psilois, from the ashes of the wicks, shedolku halayla, that were burning throughout the night. The kavu, and now they went out. The lashon of machta means to shovel. Fushayda belas kemoi lachtois esh miyakid, to shovel the fire from the blaze. And all this was made from a kikar zohav tahar. Shelo yia mishgala im kol keileho, the weight of the menorah with all its vessels was only ella kikar a kikar lepachas v'leyaser, not more and not less. A kikar shel choil and a kikar of choil, which means a kikar used for secular use, shishim mana is equal to 60 mana v'shel kodesh, and the kikar used for holy use haya kafel, it was double. Kuf chaf mana, 120 mana. Vamana hu litra, and the mana is a weight, sheshoklin ba kesef, that we weigh silver. Lemishka klunya, according to the weights in cologne. Behem kuf suhuven. A mana is 100 gold coins. Chaf he slayim, which is equivalent to 25 shekel. Because vasela arba zuhuven. Because a sela, a shekel, is 4 gold coins. So if there are 25 shekel to a mana, and every shekel is 4 zehuvim, it comes out that there are 100 zehuvim in a mana. And what also comes out from this is that every kikar is equal to 3,000 shekel. Since a kikar is 120 mana, and every mana is 25 shekel, so 25 times 120 equals 3,000. So there are 3,000 shekel to a kikar. So in other words, the menorah and all its kelim were equal to 3,000 shekel. Re'e va'aseh, and see and do. Re'e kan bahar, see over here in the mountain, tavnis sha'ani mar oischa, the form that I am showing you how the menorah looks. Magid, this teaches us, sheniskasha Moshe b'mais ha-menorah. Moshe had trouble how the menorah should be made. Acha heroloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu menorah shel esh, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a menorah of fire, and even that didn't help, and eventually he had to throw it in the fire, and it was made by itself. Asher atam moret, which you are being shown, kitagumai, da'at mischaze betura, that you are being shown in the mountain. Ilu hayanoket mare bepasach, if the pasuk would have said asher atam mare bahor, hayipisroinai, its interpretation would mean atamares lacherim, you are showing to other people. Achshav shenokot chat of comets, now that the pasuk says more with a comet, pisroinoi, it means da'at mischaze, that you are being shown. Sha'cherim marim l'cho, other people are showing you. And over here, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing him a menorah shel esh, how the menorah looked. The pasuk now describes the coverings of the Mishkan. The first covering was called the Yerios HaMishkan, because it was seen from the inside of the Mishkan. If you went to the inside of the Mishkan and you looked up, you saw this covering. It was a very colorful covering, which was made up of Tcheles, Argomon, Toilah, Shoni, and Shesh. The second covering was called the Yerios HaIzim, because it was made out of hairs of a goat. It totally covered the first covering, the Yerios HaMishkan, and that's why it also had the name Yerios HaOhel, the Yerios that covered over the first covering. According to some shittas, there were another two coverings, the Oreis Elim Me'odamim and the Oreis Techashim. But some learn those two coverings were sewn together as one, and it was only one covering. And we'll speak about this in Rashi further on. And the pasuk says, Ve'es HaMishkan Tase Eser Yerios, and the Yerios HaMishkan shall be made of 10 panels, 10 pieces, Shesh Moshzar, twisted flax, Usecheles and blue wool, v'argomon and purple wool, v'selah shoni and red thread. Rashi explains that each one of these minim were made up of 6 strands. He took 6 threads of sheish, 6 of blue wool, 6 of argomon, and 6 of telah shoni, and took all of these together and twisted it to make one thick thread. So it comes out each thread was really made up of 24 threads. Kruvim ma'ase choshev tasa osam. Kruvim, Rashi explains, means pictures of animals. He said that it was an ari on one side, a lion on one side, and an eagle on the other side. Ma'ase choshev means a special type of artist work where one weaves one picture on one side and another picture comes out on the other side. And this took a tremendous amount of artistic work and ma'ase umnis. So Kruvim Masi Choshev Tasa Oysa means make pictures with different pictures on each side of the Yerios. Oirech HaYeriah HaAchas, the length of each Yeriah, of each panel, was Shmoina Ve'esrim Ba'ama, was 28 Amas. Veroichav Arba Ba'ama, and the width was 4 amas, 28 by 4, hayiriya ha'achas, each yiriya. Nida achas l'chol hayiriyas. One measurement for all 10 yiriyas. All 10 were 28 in the length and 4 in the width. Chamesh hayiriyas tiyena chayvrois isho elachoysa. Then you took 5 of these yiriyas and sewed them together, one to the other, making the length still 28, but now the width, 5 times 4, came out to 20. So now each piece was 28 by 20. And also do it to the other 5. Attach 5 of them together, creating a piece of 28 by 20. So now we have 2 pieces, 28 by 20. The asiso lula ois techeles, and make loops of blue wool, asfas hayiriya ha'echos, at the end of one panel. Which one? Mikotza by chaveris, the last one of this group. Make loops, 50 loops, which we will see in a second, made of tcheles, at the edge of the outer panel. V'chein ta'asa b'sfas ha'yiriya, and so you shall make at the edge of the panel, hakitzoyna, the outer one, b'machberes ha'shenis, in the second group. Each group of 5, if you look at the last yiriya, the last panel, you should make 50 loops at the end. Chamishim lulois ta'asa b'yiriya ha'achas. Now the pasuk explains how many there were. 50 loops you should make on one panel. V'chamishim lulois tatze, and 50 loops you should make b'ksei hayiriya, at the edge of the panel asher b'machberes hashenis, that was on the second grouping. Makbilois halulois isha elachoisa. The loops should be opposite one to the other. We want that if you line up the two groupings opposite each other, each loop of the 50 should be opposite the loop of the other chayveres of the other group. This way they can be attached very evenly to each other. The asiso chamishim karzezov, and you shall make 50 hooks. Most of the pictures have this as a S-hook of gold, in which the hooks will go from one loop of one chayveres to the loop opposite it in the other chayveres. V'chibarta es hayiriyos, and you will attach the panels, isha alachoysa, one to the other, by crossing with these hooks, v'hoya hamishkon echon, this way the mishkon will become one. So you will have now 28 by 20 and 28 by 20 now together with these hooks. It will come out now that it is 28 by 40. And this 28 by 40 will go over the mishkon. How is it lying over the mishkan? The 28 side went over the width of the mishkan. The width of the mishkan on the inside was 10 amas. But you also have the thickness of each wall on the side, adding another 2 amas, for a total of 12. If you take 28 and subtract 12, you have 16 left. So 8 on each side to hang down on the sides of the walls. So again, the middle of the mishkan was 10 amas. The thickness of the walls was 1, making it one on each side for a total of 12, and 8 amas hanging on the sides. Concerning the 40 amas of the two chayvores when they were attached to each other, that came out to 40 amas, that lied across the length of the mishkan. The mishkan itself on the inside was 30 amas long. The back wall had a thickness of 1 amma, which was 31. Now there is a machloikis if the yiriyas hamishkan covered the front amudim in the Mizrach. There were 5 amudim that stood on the eastern side by the entrance of the Mishkan, and on those amudim they attached the Masa Pesach Oyel Moed, the curtain that was hung on the front of the Mishkan. So these amudim also had a thickness of an amo. And there is a machloikis if the Yiriyas HaMishkan covered these front amudim. If you learn that it did cover the front amudim, so we have 30 amas on the inside of the Mishkan, the thickness of the amudim in the Mizrach, and the thickness of the krushim in the Ma'ariv, each one 1 amma, totaling 32 amas. We have left now 8 amas to hang to the back. According to this, all 3 sides had 8 amas hanging over the sides. The two sides had 8 amas, and also in the back, it was hanging down 8 amas. But according to the Shita, that the Yiriyas HaMishkan did not cover the front amudim, then we have 30 amas in the length of the Mishkan, 1 amma of the thickness of the back wall, leaving us another 9 amas to hang down. That is the machloikis between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Braisa in Masechtas Midas. Now let us see the Rashi's inside concerning the Uriah's HaMishkan. And Rashi says, Pasuk Aleph, Ves HaMishkan Tase Esa Uriah's. You should make the Mishkan out of 10 panels. Liyas Lay Lagag. In order that it should be like a roof, ulamechitzos, and for drapes, michutz lekrushim, on the outside of the beams, shayuriyos tluyos meacharein lechasayson. Because not only did these uriyos cover the top of the Mishkan, they also covered the outside of the walls, the outside of the krushim, in order to cover them. Sheish mashzar usechelet v'agomon v'sela ashoni. There were four different minim, four different types used in the Uriah's HaMishkan. Hare arba minim. We have four minim. Yachad b'chol chut v'chut. Together in every strand. Echad shel pishton. One is flax. V'gimel shel tzemer. And three different types of wool. Blue wool, purple wool, and red thread. V'chol chut v'chut kaf vav. And every strand was doubled over sixfold. That means that you took six sheish, six tcheles, six argomon, and six salashoni, and that was all twisted together. Haredalat minim, kishahen shazurim yachad. If you have these three minim now twisted together, chafdalat kfelim, it comes out you have 24 threads in each strand. Lechut per string. That is how Rashi explains how they made up the chutim of these Uriah's HaMishkan. Kruvim Masei Choshev. Kruvim Hoyu Mitzuyorim Behem Ba'ari Gosom. Pictures were made in their weaving process. Beloi Berakimo, not in the embroidering process. Shehu Masei Machat, which is needlework. Elo Ba'arigo. It was woven Bishnei Katzolim on both sides. Parts of Echon Mikan, U parts of Echon Mikan. One picture came out on one side and another on the other side. Ari Mitzadzeh, Vinesha Mitzadzeh. A lion on one side and an eagle on the other. K'moshe Argin Chagure Shalmeshi, like they wove belts of silk. Shekarim Belaz Paishisha. So Rashi explains Kruvim means pictures, and Masi Choshev means each side getting a different picture in one weaving, which was a tremendous Masi Uman. Some of Farshim Amadayik, that Rashi over here says Kruvim means any pictures, as opposed to Rashi earlier concerning the Kruvim of the Kaparis. Over there he says Kiravya, which means faces of children. And over here he doesn't seem to mention anything that this had any connection to pictures of children, just animals. Ari mitzadzeh v'nesher mitzad acher. Tiena choyvreis. They should be attached. Toifrim b'machadzeh b'sadzeh. We sew with a needle, one next to each other, chamish levad v'chamish levad, two groups of five. Isha el achoisa. What is the lashon of isha el achoisa? Kach derech hamikra ledaber. So is the way of the pasuk to speak. Bedaber shu lashon nekeva, by something that is a lashon nekeva. It says isha el achoisa, and since the Uriah is lashon nekeva, Uriah has a hay at the end, it is a lashon akeva. Therefore, when we say one Uriah was next to the other one, we say Isha el achoisa, a woman to her sister. That is the way the pasuk speaks. Uvedavar shu lashon zachar, and concerning something that is a lashon zachar, Oimer, the pasuk says ish el achiv, a man to his brother. K'may shenema bekruvim, just like it says concerning the kruvim, ufneim ish el achiv, and their faces were one to the other, which means, since Kruvim is a Lashon Zachar, it ends with the Yud Mem. So when it wants to say one was next to the other, it says Ish El Achiv. And you will make 50 lulois, 50 loops. Zagrashi Lutzulash Balaz. V'chein Targum Onkelis, Anuvim, Lashon Aniva. It means a loop. Mikotza by Chavaris, at the end of the Chavaris. Zagrashi. Ba'oise Uriah Shebisayf Achibur. On that panel that was at the end of the group. The group of all five together are called Chayveris. And on the outer one, he made the 50 loops. So he did also to the other group. On that Uriah, which is called the Kitzoina, the outer one, Lashon Kotze, a Lashon of end, at the end of the group, that's where you put the 50 loops on each group. The lulois should be opposite one another. Shemar shetasa halulois. Be careful to make these loops b'mida achas, with one measurement. Michuvonois, being exact, have the loss on their separation, zumizu, one from the other, ukmidasan biriazu, ken yehe bechaverta. And the measurement you make on one urea, you should do also on the outer one of the second grouping. Kishatifresh chavaris, etzel chavaris, in order that when you spread out these two groups, one next to the other, yiu halulois shall uriazu, mechuvanois keneged lulois shall zu. The loops of one urea should be opposite the loops of the other one. This way they can be attached very neatly. V'zehu lashon makbilos. That is the lashon of the pasuk in pasuk hey that says makbilos, opposite, zu keneged zu. Taguma shall neged lekavel, because the Aramaic word on the word neged is lekavel. So makbilos is really an Aramaic lashon, which means opposite each other. Hayirias arkan chavches. The urias were in their length 28 amas, v'rochbon arba, and the width was 4. As we said, each one of the 10 was 28 by 4. Ukishachiver chomesh urias yachad, and when you attached 5 together, nimsa rochbon chav. It comes out that each group had a width of 20. V'chein achaveres hashenis, and so too by the second group. V'hamishkan arkon shloishim, and the Mishkan's length was 30 min hamizrach l'mayrav, going from front to back, from east to west. Shenemar, how do we know it was 30 amas? Because the pasuk says esrim kvashim lefas neged temona. There were 20 beams on the south side, v'chein letzafon, and also on the north side. V'chol keresh amo v'chetzi amo. And every beam had a width of an amma and a half. Hare shloshim min hamizrach l'mayrav. So therefore we have 30 amas going from east to west, from front to back. Because if you have 20 beams, and each beam had a width of 1.5 amas, it comes out the total length was 30 amas. Roichav ha-mishkan, the width of the mishkan, minat safayin ledarm, going from the north to the south, from side to side, eser amos was 10 amos. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, uliyarkis ha-mishkan yomo. And the back wall of the mishkan had 6 krushim, ushnei krushim le-mekutzais, and 2 other beams for the corners. Hare eser. That gives you a total of 10 amos. Uve-mekayimam efarsham le-mekroyis halalu. And in its place, I will explain these psukim. Rashi will explain a little further on, when he explains the krushim, how these 8 krushim equaled 10 amas on the inside. So the bottom line is, it was 30 by 10 on the inside. Noisein ha-yiriyos arkon l'rochbo shel mishkon. You now took the yiriyos, the 28 amas of the length, and placed these 28 amas over the width of the mishkon, which was 10 amas on the inside. Eser amas emtsois. The 10 middle amos, legag chalal roichav hamishkan, served as a roof for the space across the width of the mishkan. So we use 10 amos for the gag, for the roof of the mishkan itself. The amma mikan va'amma mikan, and one amma on each side, la'ove roshe hakrashim, for the thickness of the beams, which were the walls of the mishkan. She'ovayim amma, which their width consisted of one amma. Nishtaru yuvav. Now we are left with 16 amas. Why? Because we used up 10 on the roof, one for each wall, the thickness of the walls on the sides, which equals 12, and 28 minus 12 is 16. So what do we do with these extra 16 amas? Ches letzofen v'ches ledarm. 8 amas hung down on the northern wall, and 8 amas hung down on the southern wall. Mechaseis koimes hakroshim, covering the height of the kroshim shegoyvan eser, which their height was 10 amas. Nimso shtei amas hatachtoines megulos. It comes out that the 2 amas on the bottom were revealed, since it only hung down 8 and the height was 10. So 2 amas were uncovered on the bottom. Rachban shel yiriyos, the width of the yiriyos arboim amos, was 40 amas kishehim mechuboros, when all these chayvores were attached together. Esrim amas lechayvores, it was 20 amas for each group, and 20 and 20 is 40. Shloisha mehem legag chalal hamishkan, 30 covered the roof of the mishkan from east to west, from front to back, laarkoi, in its length. Va'ama keneged oyvei rosh ha'krosh, and one amma which was used for the thickness of the walls, shebemayrev, in the west and the back. Ma'ama lechaseis oyvei ha'amudim shebemizrach, and one amma covered the thickness of the beams on the eastern side by the entrance of the mishkan. Sheloi hayu krushim bemizrach, there were not any krushim beams in the Midrash. Ella, there were chamisha amudim, five amudim, standing poles. Shamasach parish v'toli b'vavim shebehem, that the curtain was hung through hooks on these five amudim. Kimin vilain, like a curtain. So it covered the amud in the Mizrach, and the Krashim in the Ma'ariv, and the whole length of the Mishkan, 30 plus 1 plus 1 is 32. Nishtayru ches amos. So now we have remaining 8 amos. Hatluyim al achari ha-Mishkan shebe-Ma'ariv, that hung down the back wall in the west of the Mishkan. Ushtemais ha-tachtonis megulois. And the 2 amos that were left, that were extra, were megulois, were revealed. Since it only hung down 8, so 2 amos were still uncovered. According to this pshat, it was 8 amos on each side. Zu matzasi b'braisa de Masechta Midas. This is the braisa, Masechta Midas, that says that the Urias HaMishkan covered the front amudim too, leaving only 8 amos in the back. Avo b'Masechta Shabbos, but in Masechta Shabbos, it says, Ein ha-Urias mechasis es amudim ha-Mizrach. The Urias did not cover the amudim in the east. So it comes out, we have 1 extra amo. And therefore you can have 9 amos hanging in the back. And there is a pasuk in this parsha that is a raya to this pshat, the Gemara in Shabbos. Because it says, you shall place the parochas, which is the curtain, underneath the hooks. The hooks that attach these two groupings. If you will learn like the braisa in Masech Demidus, that the Urias HaMishkan covered also the amudim, nimsais peroiches meshucha min akrosim ulamayr of amma. It will come out that the peroiches will be pulled 1 amma away from the krosim toward the west. Because we know the peroiches hung exactly 20 amas into the Mishkan. Because the peroiches was the separation between the oil ma'ed, which was 20 amas long, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was 10 by 10. So the Parechas hung after 20 amas. If you are going to learn, like the Gemara, like the Braisa in Masechta Midas, that the Urias HaMishkan also covered the Amudim Shebe Mizrach, it will come out that the first amma of the Urias was used up for the Amudim, and the 20th amma ended up only 19 amas into the Mishkan, and the Parechas was at the 20th amma. So it will come out that the Parechas will be 1 amma pulled to the west, to the back, away from the krosim. And since the pasuk says that the parochas was underneath the krosim, it comes out that it fits with the Gemara in Shabbos. Because if you do not cover the amudim shebe mizrach, so then the first amma of the Urias is starting exactly where the Mishkan starts. And you go 20 amas, and then comes the krosim. And under that was the parochas. So the pasuk has a great, better mashmois according to the Gemara in Shabbos. Zok Rashi Karsay Zov, golden hooks, Pirmalish Blas, Umachnisin Roshon Echod Biluloy Shebechavarazu. And he places one of the ends of the hooks in the loops of one grouping, Roshon Echod Biluloy Shebechavarazu. And then he puts the other end in the loops in the second grouping. And this way, through these hooks, they are all attached together. Both groupings are attached together with the hooks and the loops. And the pasuk continues with the second covering, the Urias Ha'izim. Vasisa Urias Izim. And you shall make panels made out of hairs of goats. La'oyal al-Mishkan, as a covering over the Urias HaMishkan. Ashte Esra Urias Tasa Oysam. This one had 11 panels instead of 10. Orech ha-yiriyah ha-achas, the length of one panel was shloshim ba'amah, 30 amas instead of 28. V'roichav arba ba'amah, and the width was 4, the same width as the Urias HaMishkan. Ha-yiriyah ha-achas was for each Urias. Mida achas la'ashtei esrei Urias. All 11 were 30 by 4. V'chibarto es chamesh ha-yiriyah levad, v'shesh ha-yiriyah levad, and you shall sew together and attach 5 together and 6 together. V'chofalto es ha-yiriyah ha-shishis el mul p'nei ha-oil. And you shall double over the extra Urias, the one that is extra over and above the Urias HaMishkan, which only had 10. So this 11th one, you shall double in half, which will come out, if you take the 4 amas of the width and fold it over, there will be only an extra 2 amas more than the Urias HaMishkan. Vosiso chamishim lulois, and you will take 50 loops, al sfasa Urias HaEchos, at the edge of the last panel.
panel, hakitzada b'chevoris, the outer one in the group, v'chamishim lulois, and 50 loops, al svas hayiria, at the edge of the panel, hachaveris hashenis, of the second group. Just like we said earlier, there will be 50 loops on the last panel of each grouping. V'asisa karsin echoshes, and you shall make hooks of copper. Before, the hooks were made of gold. Here, by the Urias Ha'izim, the crossim, the hooks, were made of copper. Chamishim, 50 hooks. Tevesa es ha'crossim balulois, and you shall put the hooks into the loops. V'chibarta es ha'oil voya echol, and you should attach the Urias ha'oil, and it will be one. Here, the pasuk calls the Urias Urias ha'oil, not Urias Ha'izim, because it had that name, because it covered over, like a tent, over the Urias HaMishkan. In order to understand Pasuk Yud Beis, we have to describe how the Urias Ha'izim lied over the Urias HaMishkan on top of the Mishkan. We know that the length of each Uriah by the Urias Ha'izim was 30 Amos. 2 Amos larger than the Urias HaMishkan, which was 28. So, before we explain by the Urias HaMishkan that it hung down on the two sides, 8 Amos on each side, so now, if it was 2 amas longer, it was 30 instead of 28, so it would hang down an extra amma on each side. Instead of it being 8 on each side, it was now 9 on each side. Concerning the length of the Mishkan, so the Urias Ha'izim were 11 Urias, each one 4 amas wide. 11 times 4 is 44. So, if you take the length of the Mishkan, which was 30, and the back wall, which was a thickness of 1 amma, and the front amudim, which according to everybody, we will say over here that the Urias Ha'izim covered the amudim sheb mizrach, even though it was a machloikis concerning the Urias HaMishkan. Concerning the Urias Ha'izim, it definitely covered the amudim sheb mizrach. So we have 1 amma of the thickness of the amudim sheb mizrach, 30 ammas of the length of the Mishkan, and 1 amma of the back wall, for a total of 32 ammas. It was 44 ammas, so we have 12 ammas left. 10 ammas hung down, going all the way to the floor. And the extra 2 ammas was folded over in the front. Like we said in Pasuk Tes, V'chafalta ha'yiriyah ha'shishes el mul p'nei ha'oil. They folded over the extra, the 6th yiriyah, you folded it in half. So instead of it being 4 ammas, it was only 2 ammas. Rashi explains it like a kalat snua. Just like a kalat snua wears a veil, this was folded over like a veil in the mizrach at the entrance of the Mishkan. So therefore we have a total of 44 all covered for. 30 going from front to back, one of the thickness of the front wall, one of the thickness of the back wall, 10 amis going in the whole height from the top of the Mishkan to the floor in the back, covering the back wall, and 2 amas which was folded over in the front. And this is how the pasuk reads, pasuk Yud Beis. V'serach ha'edev b'yiriyos ha'oil. And the overhang that was extra in the yiriyos ha'oil over the yiriyos ha'mishkan, chatzi ha'yiriyah ha'edefes, the half of yiriyah that was extra. Now, even though it was a whole yiriyah that was extra, we explained that half of it was folded over. So we only have an extra 2 amas. These extra 2 amas, tisrach al achari ha'mishkan, should hang to the back of the Mishkan. Because by the yiriyah ha'mishkan, it was only hanging down 8. So these extra 2 amas will hang down further than the yiriyah ha'mishkan, going all the way to the floor, and that's why it was 2 amas longer. And the extra amma on each side, that it was more ba'urich Urias Ha'oil, in the length of the Urias Ha'oil, Urias Ha'izim, more than the Urias HaMishkan, because the Urias HaMishkan were 28 long and this was 30. Yisaruach al tzidi HaMishkan. It will hang over the sides of the Mishkan, mizeh u'mizeh, on each side, the chasoisei, to cover the Urias HaMishkan. Since the Urias Ha'izim was 30 amas, so we have an extra amma on each side. Instead of hanging 8 on each side, it will hang 9 on each side. Ve'osiso michse la'oil, and you shall make a covering for the Urias oil. Uris elim me'odomim, skins of a ram dyed red, u'michse uris techoshim milmola, and a covering of uris techoshim on top of that. Everybody agrees that this covering did not go over the sides and the back of the Mishkan. The covering was only 30 by 10, covering the roof of the Mishkan. But there is machlokes if these coverings were one covering or they were two separate coverings. Let us see the Rashi's inside concerning the Urias Izim. So Rashi Pasuk Zayin. Urias Izim, Minoitza Shel Izim, made out of goat's hair. La'oyal al Mishkan, it was a covering over the Mishkan. Lifroish Oysan al Urias HaTachtonis, to spread them over the lower Urias, the Urias HaMishkan. Each one was Shloshim Ba'amah 30 Amas. Shekishinoisin Arkon, Lerochban. If you will take the length of the 30 amas and place it over the width of the Mishkan, just like you placed the first ones, the Urias HaMishkan, nimsu elu oitfois amamikan va'amamikan. It comes out, since these are 30 instead of 28, we have an extra amma on each side. To cover one of the two amas that remained uncovered from the crushing by the Urias HaMishkan. Because by the Urias HaMishkan, it only went down 8 amas. 2 amas were revealed. So this covered one of the two that were revealed. And the bottom amas shall keresh of the beam. She'ein ha'yiriya mechasa oisam. That the Urias did not cover them. Hi ha'ama ha'tchuva b'nekev ha'eden. This is the amma that went into the socket called the Adonim. Shaha Adonim governed Amma. The Adonim were the height of an Amma. So therefore, if it hung down 9 on each side, all you saw from the outside was the silver Adonim. The Chafalto es Ayuria Hashishis, and you should double over the 6th Uriah. Ha'idefes Bo'elu Hel Yonois, what was more by these outer Urias Izim, Yoisim Min HaTachtonis, more than the bottom ones, the Urias HaMishkan, and you should fold it in half. Elmul Pnei Ha'el, toward the front of the oil. Chatzi rochba, half of its width, which is 2 amas, hayatolui v'kafu, was hanging and doubled over al hamosach by the curtain, sheba mizrach on the east, keneged ha-pesach by the entrance. Doima lekalat snua, this was similar to a modest kala, hamachusa b'tzoif alponeo, that covers herself with a veil on her face. Just like the veil is sometimes folded over above her head, so too this is the way the Urias Izim were folded over. The last extra urea was doubled in half. The serach ha'odef b'urias ha'el, and the overhang that was extra with the urias ha'el, al urias ha'mishkan, over the first covering, the urias ha'mishkan. Urias ha'el hein hal yonos shel izim. The pasuk calls the urias izim with the name urias ha'el. Why was it called oil? Shekruyim oil, k'mo shenema b'hen la'oil al mishkan. The pasuk calls it la'oil al mishkan as a oil, a covering over the mishkan. V'chol oil ha'amor b'hen, and the whole lashon of oil that is stated by them, eina elo lashon gag. All it means is a roof. Shema hilois u'mesachechois al atachtoinois. It's like a tent and a covering over the bottom urias. V'hen hoyo oitfois al atachtoinois, chatzi uria. And they were more over the bottom Urias, a half a urea. The Urias Izim were longer than Urias HaMishkan by a half a urea. Lemairif, which will hang in the back. Shachati shall urea achasasre, because half of the 11th urea, hayisera, that was extra, hayin nichbal el mul pnei ha'oil. That was doubled over on the east. Nisharush de amos rechem. So we have an extra 2 amos. Chatsi oidev, which is half of that 6th additional urea. And that was more than the bottom one. That's why it hung down an extra 2 amas in the back. Tisrach ala chori ha-mishkan. It will hang to the back of the mishkan. Lechasoish de amas shehoye megules ba-krushim. To cover the 2 amas that were still revealed by the krushim, this hung to the floor. Achori ha-mishkan, on the back of the mishkan. Hu tzad ma-rovi. The back of the mishkan is referred to as the western wall. Lefisha pesach b'mizrach, since the door is in the east, shehein panav, which is the front. Tzafen v'darim kruyin studim. Tzafen and darim, north and south, are called the sides. Liyamin ulusmal, to the left and the right. Rashi is just explaining what the lashon of achori ha-mishkan is, the back of the mishkan. And he says, since the door is in the front, so therefore the back wall, the mairav wall, is called the back, and the tzafen and darim are called sides. Zakrashi va'amamizeh, and the extra amma l'tzafan uladarim on the two sides, on the north and the south, ba'oidiv, that was extra ba'orich urias ha'oil, in the length of the urias ha'oil, shein oitfois al urich urias ha'mishkan, they were more Then the length of the Riyas HaMishkan, which was 28 Amis, this was 30. Shte Amis, it was more by 2 Amis. What happens to these extra 2 Amis? Yes, a Ruach al Tzidi HaMishkan. They should hang on the sides of the Mishkan, Letzafayin Uladarv, on the north side and on the south side. Kemoisha Pirashti Lamala, just like I explained earlier, that it hung down 9 on the sides. Lamda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah teaches us Derech Eretz. Shehei Adam Chas Al Hayafa, that a person should take care of something that is nice. And since the Arias HaMishkan were the nicer Arias, therefore the Arias HaIzim covered them over to protect them, in order that a person should take care and watch over the things that are Yafet. So basically, when you looked at the Mishkan from the outside, what you saw is only the Arias HaIzim. If you look from the side, you only saw one Amma on each side, Megula, which was the Amma that went into the Adonim. You saw silver Adonim, that's it. And when you went to the back, you didn't see any part of the wall, because the Arias HaIzim went all the way to the floor. Michsei La'oil, you shall make a covering over the Arias HaOil. La'oitse Gag shall Arias HaIzim. This roof of Arias HaIzim, Asei Oit Michsei Echon, make another covering on top of it, shall Arias Eilim Be'odomim, Va'oit Lamalahimenu, and another one, Michsei Arias Tachashim, a covering of skins of the Tachash. Va'oitsen Michsois La'oyim Michase Ela Hagag. These two coverings only cover the roof. Arkon Lamed V'roch Panjud. They were only 30 by 10. Divrei Rab Nechemya. These are the words of Rab Nechemya, who says that the Arias Eilim Me'odomim and the Arias Tachashim were separate coverings. Well, Divrei Rab Yehuda, but according to the words of Rab Yehuda, Michse Echad Hoya, it was just one covering. Chetzioi shall Arias Eilim Me'odomim, Vechetzioi shall Arias Tachashim. Half was of Arias Eilim Me'odomim, and half were made of the Arias Tachashim. It was one covering. I would just like to point out concerning the Arias Izim that the Pasuk does not mention what the loops, the lulois, were made out of by the Arias Izim. If you look at Pasuk Yud Vasisa Chamishim Lulois, it does not say what these lulois, these loops, were made out of. As opposed to by the Arias HaMishkan, where the Pasuk says clearly in Pasuk Dalet that the lulois were made of tcheles. It could be that the pshat is that the reason why the Pasuk doesn't mention it is because it was made from the same material as the Arias itself. Since the Arias were made of Izim, so the loops were also made of Izim, so the Pasuk does not mention it. As opposed to the Arias HaMishkan that were made of Tcheles, Agamon, Slashoni, and Sheish, so when the Pasuk wants to tell us that the loops were only made of Tcheles, it makes mention of it. And maybe that's the reason why it doesn't say what the Lulois of the Arias Izim were made out of.